Hello, everybody. I am Eng Sun Jia, Microsoft MVP and Xamarin MVP. Today, I would like to share with you about Python.NET with Xamarin Form. Before we start, we need to install some software inside your machine. The first one is the Visual Studio 2017 Visual Studio Tools for Python that you can get the installation from a Tizen website. The other one is the Intel HASM. It means that Intel Hardware Accelerator Manager. After you install, you still got some steps need to do it. The first one, you need to disable Hyper-V Manager. After disable, it will show you it will ask you to restart your computer. The other one is create a Tizen emulator. These two things I will show you in a demo. Let's go for demo. At first, we need to go to a control panel. Program and features. Then you can see that in your left hand side got turn window features on or off. After that, you are seeing a lot of software things. Then you can see that Hyper-V that you need to uncheck, then click OK. After click OK, it will ask you to restart your computer. For step 2, let's go for your Visual Studio 2017. You can see that I already create the application for the Xamarin.form. How to create the Xamarin application? At first, you need to go file new project. At your left hand side, the first column, cross platform. Then you select a cross platform Xamarin form or native. Then after that, you click OK. Then it will ask you to select Blend App or Master Details. You select Blend App and go to a portable class library. Then you click OK. Then you will see the application created. For time consume, I will show you the application I already create. That you will see that my right hand side already got the Android application, iOS, and Tizen. Here I will not show you about the UWP, Universal Windows Platform application. Then you can see that the application will show you the word about welcome to Xamarin Forms. After that, how to add Tizen application in your existing Xamarin Forms application. You right click the solution file, right click add new project, then you add your left hand side, the first column, you see a Tizen, then you select Blend App Tizen Xamarin Form Portable, then click OK. Then after that, it will show you about the profile, whether you want to create mobile or TV. Then I only select the mobile application, does not include the TV. Because I does not create the emulator for TV, then you click OK. For this demo, I will cancel it. For you, you need to click OK. Then after that, you want to launch the application, Tizen application, you right click. The Tizen mobile application, right click. Set as a startup project, then you can see that emulator already created. If you does not create any emulator, it will show you a launch emulator. Then it will show you the Tizen Studio emulator. Then you create a mobile emulator. Then you click next, select a HD mobile, then next. You click a finish for me. Now, for me, I only cancel it because I recreate. I click a cancel, then I close the emulator, but I think no, because I need to launch the emulator. Then minimize it, then you will see this one. Application, the Tizen emulator. Yeah, you will see this one. The Tizen emulator. Then you, after that, you click emulator M-024-429, the Tizen emulator. Then the app will be deployed inside your Tizen emulator. Yeah, it still need a time. Then you will see that I already deployed in the earlier the application. Then let's go through it. Okay, you will find this one. It does not respond. I need to close the app first. Be patient. Yeah, now when you click the app, your application, then it will display a welcome to Xamarin form. That means that I already got the label inside a XAML file, the main page XAML, welcome to Xamarin form. That's all for today's presentation. If you got any question or any about Xamarin, the form tutorial, then you can go to my github.com or channel 9. And some of the reference Visual Studio tools for Tizen that you can download the software. And also Intel HASM Hardware Accelerator Execution Manager, where to download it. Then, and also how to create the Tizen.net emulator. And also the last one, the about the .NET Core with the Tizen. It's a very good article. It share a lot about Tizen and very detailed. It's right by Microsoft MVP. If you got any question, you can find me in my Twitter, Jia Eng Sun. Yes, that's all for today. Thank you for all.